Hey everyone, this is Ashley.
And this is Rachel.
And you're listening to Ambitious, Broke, and Saucy.
Filmmaking on a budget.
The Hannah Crawford interview.
I'm really excited to say that one of my favorite people in the whole wide world is here with us today, Hannah Crawford. Hannah is who Ashley and I like to call our adopted little sister. We met her in 2008 doing a show called Big River in this tiny, tiny little... We're having a little bit of dispute whether or not she was 10 or 11 when we met her.
I say she was 10.
And I say she was 11. Anyway, whatever age she was at the time, she stole our hearts. And she's 15 now, going on 30, and is by far the smartest, most intuitive young person I know. She was cast as Brooke in No Lost Cause, and while her part was small, she played a major role in the filming process, acting as our assistant director, script supervisor, and all-around go-to girl. I think she's learned more about film than Ashley and I have over the past few years, and has some major suggestions that improved our low-budget filmmaking process that we can discuss a little later. She then moved on to the Hepburn Girls, which she also dominated as all-around best person to be around. She's funny, gorgeous, smart, caring, and kind. She's Hannah the Tank Crawford.
The Tank!
Tank Crawford!
My story is that it's pretty similar to Rachel's. I met Hannah when she was just a whisper of a girl, because I'm going with 10 years old, and one of the chorus members of the aforementioned Big River. She was enthusiastic, well-behaved, mm-hmm. which was important, mm-hmm. and she was extremely mature. When we were looking to cast the pivotal role of Mouse in our Christmas play, naturally we thought of her. She has been our unofficial mascot ever since. She's intelligent beyond her years, or even mine. Mm-hmm. She's been an asset and an entertainer, and she has blossomed into a gorgeous young woman. She's just a few weeks shy of 16 now, and I'm pretty sure she'll be running the world by the time she's 20. She's funny, she's kind, she's wildly talented. She is Hannah.
Okay, first of all, can you please explain how you got the nickname The Tank?
Okay, well, when you guys started hanging out with me, we all became good friends. We'd go out to eat after we film or go to the play, practice, or whatever. And I would just eat plates and plates upon food.
And we have to explain what Hannah looks like, because this is, those who haven't seen the movie, and for people, this is just audio. Hannah, you are 5'5 now, 5'5, 5'6, somewhere around in there. Not to be weird, but you weigh less than 100 pounds.
Yes. Actually, I tipped 103 the other day.
Oh, woo! My goodness.
So if you can imagine, this is a stick of a child.
Yes.
And she can out-eat grown men.
And she does.
Yes.
On a daily basis.
She can
basis.
Out-eat the entire cast.
Yes.
And we don't know where it goes. We think maybe she has a hollow leg,
yeah.
or she just packs it somewhere.
So that's how the tank came. Was it Tyler that gave you that name?
Or I think it was me, actually.
Was it you?
Yeah. Just everybody
Hannah.
Caught on.
Yeah, I called her.
It just all happened at once. I didn't yeah. even see it coming.
Yeah, yeah. Deshay. She was Deshay the Tank Crawford.
Yes.
That's her middle name is Deshay.
Yes.
So how did you get your start in acting? How old were you? And which one of us is right? Were you 10 or 11 in Big River?
I still don't know for sure. If I sat here and did the math, which
say
I don't enjoy
me.
Doing math, I would probably know. But I'd say I was probably 10 because I was really young.
Winner!
But you had to have turned 11.
I had to have turned...
11?
Well,
right?
When we started, right? I probably was 10. And then maybe I had my birthday in June.
Maybe I didn't just... I just didn't like you until you turned 11. Maybe that's what
maybe
it was.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, I guess when everything really first started, I was 9. And I wanted to be a model. So I went to a place in Lexington and they took some pictures. And it didn't go anywhere at all. I like took pictures and that was about it. And then they were on a website and I think they're still there for pictures when I was like 9 years old. So, but I went there and then I decided I wanted to do acting. So I did. And I went with my grandmother to Big River. We auditioned and we got the part. And the deal was that if you had a child that wanted to be in it, you had to audition. And if you made it, the child, you could have your child go in it. But
oh, really? That's what they did? I didn't know that.
Children weren't allowed to come in by themselves.
Oh.
So that's why all the children had parents and things like
that. That totally makes sense.
That makes
now.
A lot of sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then, I don't know, I'd say it was like fifth or sixth grade, I did Alice in Wonderland with a few of my friends.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's when I met you guys in Big River, but then Alice in Wonderland brought me up to the side afterwards and asked me if I wanted to play the role of Mouse, and I was like, sure.
Yep. That's how easy it was.
The pivotal role of Mouse.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so what's been your favorite role so far?
I'd have to say Mouse, probably, because, I don't know, that's when I was really young and I met everybody, and mm-hmm. so...
The whole experience
yeah,
was fun.
Yeah, and we did it 2 years in a row, so I got to do the same thing the next year, and
right.
then I grew out of it, which kind of sucks.
But well, you had to be tiny, so
yeah. sorry. Well, she still is tiny. She's just
too old.
Sprouted.
Yeah, now she's all legs.
Yeah.
So what do you like more? Do you like being in front of the camera or behind it? Acting on stage or in a movie?
Okay. I like being, I'd probably honestly say I like being behind the camera.
Really?
I like being in front of the camera, but I like being behind the camera because I'm not so held to a standard to be like perfect and on your game. Mm-hmm. And then being behind the camera, I like because I can just do whatever. I just have to be quiet. So
yeah, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
As long as
you can't make noise. Yeah, it's a hard thing, especially for me. Because I can do the littlest thing, and I'm just, like, making all kinds of racket.
Oh, yeah, every time. And then you just get the glare from me or
and
from Ashley.
Like,
we're like,
oh, don't kill
you
me.
And Tyler together both.
Yeah.
It's just a riot.
Yeah. Yep. We wanted to interview the two of you together, but scheduling just didn't work out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that would have been hilarious.
I mean, if he's up to it, we can do his interview, and I'll come. We can do one together.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
We
can do that.
We'll
we
ask
could
him.
Do that. I don't know if you ask this later, because I haven't through, but what is your favorite behind the scenes job?
Hmm.
I don't remember asking that at all. So
okay, great. So it's a new one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Or explain what you did. Some of the things that you did behind the scenes, because some people may not know what all jobs there are behind the camera.
Okay. Well, my favorite thing to do behind the camera. Well, I literally did so many things all at once that I don't even have a particular thing.
Let's just be honest here. Hannah directed both movies.
She assistant directed for
she
sure.
She could have directed both of them.
She could have,
if you looked at it from like an outsider's perspective.
Yeah, she was
looking
running
in,
things.
She ran the whole show.
She was the true AD.
Yes.
Well, I like doing Slate, but with mm-hmm. Slate, I get really sidetracked and I wouldn't be paying attention. So I'm going to tell on myself. I would just be like doing whatever, just chilling in the corner. And then you guys are like, Slate. And I was like, oh crap, I'm coming.
And then the best part is you learned how important Slate was because I made you help me
yes,
catalog.
I had to
and she's
cataloging.
Like, Slate is so important.
I was like, oh, light bulb.
Yeah, because sometimes it'd be like, what scene is this? I think it's 49. Let's just call it 49.
No,
and it's
no.
really 54.
Yeah.
So she
after
was there.
That, she knew. And
yeah.
then
I was
after
like,
that,
I've
got to
get
on
this.
You were on top of it
yeah.
after
yeah.
that.
Cataloging is no fun when you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
Exactly.
There's no Slate. I made the world go round.
Yeah.
When it came to cataloging.
Yes.
Crucial.
I cured her of that.
Yeah, definitely.
And then she became the Slate Nazi. She's like, is this really the scene? Is it really the scene, guys? Because I know.
I
know what happened.
I would like forget which take I was writing, and I would be like, it was take two, and then I would go to the next take and forget, and I just erase the two. Or like before mm-hmm. I started, and then I'd write two again, so it's twos to take twos, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Okay. So, what do your friends think about you being in movies and stuff?
Well, since I started like the toy maker and everything so young, they've actually it's like no big deal to them. Like, I'll tell people that I'm not like my new friends or anything. I'll tell them about it, and they're like, "Oh, that's so cool!" And my mm-hmm. little cousin Gabby, actually, she'll tell her friends that she goes to school with. She's like, "Yeah, I went with her, and I was in the Lost Cause." And then my cousin is in it, and they're like, "What?" So like, my friends don't really care, but her friends are like, "That's awesome!" But they're all like 12. But still, they're like, "Whoa!" And they're like, "We don't believe you." And she's like, "Oh yeah, I got pictures." She shows them Facebook, and she's like, that's awesome.
Well, that's cool. So they just treat you normally. They don't.
Yeah. Well, my cousin's friends follow me on Instagram, and
she has an
so
Instagram.
Cool.
I don't even know how to work Instagram.
I didn't know you could have followers on Instagram.
I yeah. didn't either.
I thought you just go take pictures.
I have
and that's
like 2,000 followers on Instagram.
2,000?
2,560.
What? You are gonna rule the world. No, I don't even know how to do Pinterest. I've tried to figure out how to pin.
I have a Pinterest.
I am a Pinterest fiend.
I like Pinterest. Lessons. But I had the app, and then it made me create an account, and it's just not as fun anymore because I feel obligated.
No, you don't have to. You know, just you know.
I need lessons on this because
yeah,
I'll find
teach
a picture,
you.
And I'm
I'll
like, I want to.
I created a new board last night called filmmaking.
Oh, what?
So yeah. Oh, I know.
I started.
I
have like three pictures, and it's called vintage. And there's like a picture of a
I know.
Camera.
I follow you.
And people are like, why doesn't she pin to her board? I don't know how. Okay.
Yeah. I have, like, one follower, my friend, my mom's friend, Jessica. She follows me, and I follow her, and we're best friends now.
On Pinterest?
Because I follow her on Pinterest. Woohoo!
Okay, you're not going to hurt anyone's feelings, I promise. There is no wrong answer. Who is your favorite person amongst our group to act with?
To act with, or just, like, in general?
We
like,
figured
no,
it's going to
no,
be
don't
Tyler,
say your favorite
so
person.
I would
say, your
say
favorite.
Tyler. I like everyone equally.
No, okay, well, who do you
or
enjoy
like all her little
acting
kittens.
With?
She likes us all equally.
Yeah, spend time with each of us.
let's see, I would almost have to say Nils, because when Nils and I did Toymaker, I was young, mm-hmm. and I was like 10 or 11 or whatever, and Nils was right next to me, and I remember during rehearsal, we literally would get like barked at like brother and sister, because
yes,
we would do all the
things. You guys were always misbehaving.
We
were picking on each other constantly.
Yeah.
I'm really disappointing in you, Hannah. I just want to let you know I'm disappointed
that
you didn't say me or Ashley.
Well, you guys are awesome, too. I like everyone equally, but Nils, I just have to mess
Nils
with.
Nils is just fun.
Yes.
He's fun to mess with.
And he was,
with.
Like, next to me the whole time, so.
Okay, well, since you have picked your favorite, you know, actor, I won't forget that. But do you have...
Even though she said there's no wrong answer.
Do you have a favorite movie or a favorite play? And remember... Ashley and I are the ones that cast you in these movies.
I'll still cast you.
Wait, a favorite. A favorite of the ones I've been in?
No, in general.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely I don't have a favorite play because I actually, like, I'll enjoy them, but I've only been to a few. It's really hard for me because I love movies.
We talked about this the other night, too.
She texted me and asked me, and I said Forrest Gump because I've seen Forrest Gump like 100,000 times.
Wow.
And it's still really funny.
Favorite line in Forrest Gump?
Jenna.
Oh gosh,
100,000 times you gotta.
Well,
have a
let's
line
see.
That pops
actually,
out.
I'm gonna say there's a line where he says, it's like talking. He's talking about the rain, mm-hmm. and he's like, there was sideways rain, straight down
and then
rain that seemed to come up, hit you from underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna say that because my brother, when he was in basic training, he would write us letters, and in one of the letters, he compared a lot of the things that they did to Forrest Gump, and I thought that was the funniest thing. And then, when he was done with basic, he was graduating, and we went down there to see him, and he was talking about the rain, because they...
Sideways rain.
Yeah, all kinds of rain, and he was saying it like Forrest Gump, and everyone was just laughing at him, because he was just being funny.
I'd have to admit that Forrest Gump is probably one of my favorite movies, too.
I'd say that
it's
is
really
my
interesting.
Favorite.
I'm going to get into filmmaking now, but
this is a
it's
podcast
very
about filmmaking.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the... Oh, yeah. Well, we're ambitious, broken, saucy, and then the filmmaking things.
Filmmaking.
Who's saucy?
That's right. That's right.
We are.
Everybody that's on the show is.
Mostly you,
I think. No, but interesting thing about that is, you know, you have the characters, they go through their ups and downs and mm-hmm. their struggles and everything, but Forrest Gump is the only one
that
in that movie
same.
That stays the exact same. He doesn't have a change. He doesn't go through any... traumatic. Well, he does go through, but he
His
doesn't change. He
passes away.
Right,
That's
but he
it.
Never changes. He's
no,
he
he's just like the same flat line person.
Yeah, he is, and all
he's
the characters.
Like literally like the 6-year-old boy in the very beginning is like exactly what the old Forrest is like.
Exactly,
yeah.
And then all the characters that he interacts with, they're the ones that go through the changes.
Yeah.
Even the people at the bus stop.
Yeah,
you know?
Especially Jenny. Jenny's like this sweet little girl, this hippie, and this druggie, and then she's like all magical, and then she passes away.
I think
away.
It's different. I did not read the book, but I think I remember.
Oh, there's a book?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
there was
a book.
There is a book, and I think, and again, I could be wrong about this, but I think that Forrest and Jenny are... swap those characters. Jenny is the good one, and Forrest is the kind of bad.
That's interesting. I'm going
to
read the book.
I kind of want
I
to.
I could be wrong,
too.
But I think I remember that from way back then. That's in my Rolodex in my brain. I think that's what I remember.
Your superpower.
Reading. My superpower, yeah. Okay, with that, let's take a quick timeout.
Okay.
No Lost Cause is a story of redemption, forgiveness, and unconditional love. Everyone has asked the age-old question, why did God allow this to happen? The truth is, 99% of the time, we don't deserve the bad that happens to us, but the bad happens nonetheless. God uses these moments to piece us back together stronger than before. Even when we think we aren't worth saving, God knows that there is no such thing as a lost cause.
If you're enjoying these interviews,
and we know you are,
of course they are, you can purchase the film that we're talking about by going to www.nolostcausedvd.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, walmart.com, and in person at Lifeway Christian Bookstore and Family Christian Bookstore.
We also have a Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nolostcausemovie.
Stop by and like us.
We are back with Hannah Crawford. So, Hannah, what was your favorite scene to film? Or the most fun or the most challenging, whatever, when it comes to No Lost Cause?
For the most fun.
I know my answer for this for her.
What
would that be? Do you want me to answer while you're thinking?
I don't know.
No, it's good. I liked doing the shopping scene.
Yeah.
With Caitlin and or Beth Ann and Brooke. Because there we had
no
this
money.
Yeah. Yeah. For Hannah's ad libbing. We had this scene and the three of us talked about it beforehand and we decided we were gonna do all this different stuff. And then her dad, we didn't have a script supervisor because Hannah's in the scene. So Greg, the Thomas Lockwood, the bad guy, when he's not on screen, he was our script supervisor. And after each take he would come up to us and he goes, "None of that was in the script." We're like, it's okay.
No, he would just panic. He's like, "Guys, yeah. Oh, that wasn't in the script.
None of this is written down. What are you doing? Like, it's fine. We got this.
What are you doing with your lives?"
Yeah. But Hannah did the cutest improv things with the wallet and the money, and that was
there
all decided.
Is no money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's so funny that you guys enjoy it because I remember all the bad.
That was a bad day. That was one of the many days that the sound went out. And actually, here's a trivia for the people who watched the film more than once. That we had to go back and redo all of the dialogue.
Yeah.
So we had to
redub it and everything.
Yeah.
ADR.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, and Hannah's really good at ADRing. She could just listen to it and she'd say, "I got this." And
she was the best. She was honestly the best out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I actually, to answer your question, I have like two or three different things. I really enjoyed doing the rain scene because
What kid doesn't love running through rain?
I want to do it.
It was freezing.
Yes.
We talked about this with Caitlin. Caitlin talked about that was one of her favorite things that we did because we created the rain. You know, Tyler set it up there and put holes in the hose thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so cool.
Hannah's like, "I want to be in this scene." We're like, "Okay, it's really cold, but if that's what you want,
YOLO."
YOLO.
Oh man.
I'm just kidding. I don't really say that.
Well, what else? You said you had two or three.
Oh yeah. Okay. We could go ice skating. Mm-hmm. That was like another thing.
Uh-huh. That was an improv.
Yes.
Most of her lines were, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's right, because she was only originally in one scene.
Right.
And it was at the church when I say...
No, she was in two scenes. She was at the pseudo bonfire that wasn't
was
a bonfire.
She?
Yes, she was.
Okay.
And
yeah,
then,
because you had it written. We made a joke that Evelyn must have had temporary brain damage because Brooke was only supposed to be in the one or two scenes, but every time Brooke shows up, Evelyn says, "Hi, this is my little sister Brooke."
No, that's she doesn't. In,
yes, she does.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's
we had to change it up.
Yeah, we struck it because Rachel forgot that she'd inserted
Come on,
her.
I was 19 when
I
wrote
know,
it.
But it was funny. We were
it
like,
was
what
hilarious.
Is, what is wrong with Evelyn?
Brain damage, Evelyn.
Well,
don't
then
talk
she,
about
Evelyn
it.
Means.
Don't talk about
she
it.
She introduces
Evelyn.
Brooke every time she's around.
Well, that and what else? It was, you saw Beth Ann sitting at the table all by herself, and you're like, "That girl.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to her about Kenya."
Yeah.
And then you just go over and you're like, "Hey, I'm going to tell you my life story, and you can't run away because you're in a wheelchair."
But I ended up editing about 10 minutes
out
of that conversation.
Oh my goodness, it just kept going on and on.
Yeah, yeah. We did it as written, and then we're like, nobody's going to want to watch this.
Right.
We don't want to watch this.
We don't want to watch this. So we took that out.
Yeah, definitely.
Any other scenes?
What did you, what scene do you remember, like, behind the scenes? Not necessarily acting in, but what you like to do behind the scenes. I remember the one day that we were, it was in Beth Ann's bedroom, and it was when Brian, or Billy, has the speech with Beth Ann. Do you remember that? And
Which one? He had a lot of speeches.
I know.
Billy
had a lot of speeches.
No, not the one that he has, but after the date, the bad date.
Oh, where he says lovers quarrel.
Yes.
That was probably one of my favorite days, and we were scared out of our mind because it took them forever to get through like two lines because they kept laughing, and then the
we
monologue.
We thought we were going to be here all night.
Yeah, yeah. And the monologue, they just breezed right through it.
Yeah.
That was frightening.
I remember one day we were in the bedroom filming, and I was sitting in the corner by Ashley's coat rack, and I was like hiding in the corner because I had to cough so bad. But we were filming, and I was afraid if I was going to cough, I was going to have my head cut off. Because it was like lasting forever, and everyone wanted to go home. It was late, and I was just like, and I just remember, and then I just finally was like, and like exploded everywhere, and everyone was just like turned and stared at me, and I was like,
"Can we talk about Hannah's stomach?
Oh,
a
yes.
little bit.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
This child, not only can she eat like a tank, but she has her digestion must digest the actual tank. That must be how you stay so skinny, because she can make her stomach gurgle on command.
I would almost ask you to do it next to the microphone.
I don't think I could do it.
You can't do it anymore.
Oh, there it goes. Hang on just a second. I don't know if you guys heard that, but I did. And it is incredible. She's just sitting up straight, and she's like, "Look what I can do."
I think I actually have that from when we did the heparin.
Yeah, I think I've probably like loosened my stomach from the cavity that it's supposed to be in, so it just like bounces around now.
It just bounces around on its own.
I'm pretty sure that's probably got to get fixed when I get older, but whatever.
It's no longer attached. That's why she doesn't gain any weight.
That might be it.
It's just food is floating around in there. Nowhere to go.
Eventually, like after like a couple days, it finds its way. It's like, oh, there's the hole.
That's where I should be. One of my other favorite things with her was the water balloons.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We could not, in the film, you know, it's supposed to be a surprise that she gets hit with a water balloon, and she would anticipate being hit
every time.
So they had to trick her. They had to divert her. I think it was Ben and Brian.
I
thought it was Nils.
Oh, it could have been. I can't remember.
I think it is Nils.
It could have been.
I don't even remember. It's been like 8 years.
8 years?
No, I'm just kidding.
That's what it feels like.
It does. It feels like it's been forever ago.
So they diverted her. One threw a balloon this way, and the other one hit her from behind.
Yeah.
And that's where we got the actual genuine surprise.
Yes.
Because you knew where the balloons were coming from. You'd always tense up before you got hit.
It's like people in a car crash.
You're supposed to go limp.
Yeah. And I remember... Well, go ahead.
No, you're going to say where I couldn't get hit?
No.
By the water balloon?
Yeah, I remember. They would, like, bounce off
you.
Yeah, they kept like, what?
They sat there and they pelted me like softballs. And they would not break.
No,
they
would not.
The water would not break.
So we just had to have Brian come over your head and just right over you.
Yeah. I remember when I got in the backhoe or the tractor.
Yeah.
In the big scoop. I was, like, in the bucket and I, like, hid down. And I had my hair all pulled back, so you got my mouse ears poking out, and my bangs are all messed up, all devious, and I'm like, I throw water balloons at Ben and Brian.
It was Ben and Brian, and
I missed Ben and Brian.
And they were right there, too.
Yeah,
they were right under
I know. I just have really bad aim, I guess.
We all did. We couldn't hit anybody. I say
when we got those giant buckets full of water and we dumped them on, who was that?
It was Brian.
Brian.
Yeah, that's
I just remember,
idea.
And then I, like, skip away. Yep. You got drenched.
People who haven't seen the movie have no idea what we're talking about.
No, need to see
none
the movie.
Well, yeah, exactly.
They're missing out.
That's right.
Okay, so if you don't pursue acting or filmmaking or anything like that, what would you want to do as a career? Did that thought ever cross your mind, or do you just want to do film?
No, I mean, that would be great if I could actually take this somewhere and make money and
that's what we're
like,
hoping
support my family.
That's the dream.
Yeah, that is
that's,
the dream.
That's all
and if that would, if that could happen, I'll be like, woohoo! But if it doesn't happen,
backup plan.
Yes. Yeah. I don't really aspire to go to college, which is not a very cool thing.
No. I support you in this decision 100%. If you don't want to go to college, you do not have to go to college.
It's just, I really don't like school.
I was an overachiever. I got burned out of school very, very fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
In sixth grade, I remember at the beginning of the year, I was like, this is before I was homeschooled. At the beginning of my sixth grade year, I was like, I am going to make straight A's. And I did. I made A's and B's and blah, blah, blah. And then I got a C one time. And I got in the car and I sat down and I had looked at my report card and I started crying. And they were like, what's wrong? I was like, I got a C. And I'm pretty sure it was like a C plus. And they were like, are you kidding me?
That's okay. Like, I was such a lazy, lazy student.
Yeah.
And it didn't even
faze I never did
me.
Homework. Like, my seventh grade year, I was a really crappy seventh grade student. I like, there were tiered assignments and they were like big projects and not my cup of tea. I didn't even do them. Like I didn't, I'm pretty sure
this?
I lost the paper that had the instructions. I was like,
is this
cool? And I like threw it behind me, ripped it up. Whatevs. I didn't even start it. Like I literally did not even pick up the pencil and like write my name on the paper.
So what did you do?
I failed.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say, there's a lesson there, kid. You can't
do your tiered assignments. They're hard, but guess it's worth it in the long run.
Yeah, I mean,
so
education.
But then I went to homeschool and everything is fine and dandy.
That's good.
So.
Education is important though.
Yes.
I just want to point that out there. It's very important.
On the pro college side, just to be different, I went to 2 years, it took me 6 years to do 2 years of school. But I would say if you don't have, in filmmaking, you kind of can not go to school because it depends on who you know.
It's not recommended.
Where you start. There are plenty of very successful filmmakers who did not go to filmmaking school. They may have gone to college, but they didn't go to filmmaking.
I think Kevin Smith is one that just like popped in my head just now. He just did it, you know, like sort of how we did it.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's always good to have a backup plan, and mm-hmm. it's really hard to get a decent job if you don't have some education.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if Ashley and I fail as filmmakers, I'm going back to school.
Right.
You know, that's my backup plan. I'm going back to school for psychology or
exactly.
whatever. Backup plan.
Right.
Well, if I did go to college, I would actually ask my grandparents and my family, I asked them what they thought I could be good at, because I have no idea.
I think you'd be a great veterinarian.
Veterinarian, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I was going to be a vet for the longest time, but I'm such a soft-hearted person, I couldn't
take it.
It
would be hard.
Yeah, it would. I couldn't put any animals down. I was just like, that would.
Or you could work at the Humane Society.
They put animals down, too. Not Frankfurt, though. Go Frankfurt.
Yeah. they don't in Shelbyville, either.
Well, I mean, I would do vet, but I don't know. It just sounds like something I wouldn't. I mean, I would like to help animals, because if I see, like, dogs or something that's mm-hmm. got hurt, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I help mine.
So, like, an animal rescue.
Right.
Yeah, you could do that.
I would do it, but I asked my family what they think I could do, and my mom said I would be a good detective.
Yeah. You're sneaky.
Yeah, I can see that. Not saying she can figure things out.
Yes, she can.
Yeah.
And then my grandparents and my mom both agreed that I should go into communications to be, like, a news reporter
sure.
or something
Ooh,
like that.
That would be good. Like, journalism.
That would combine both of them.
Like, to be, like, one of the ladies on ESPN that everybody doesn't like because they're women.
Do you like
all the men? You don't need to be on there because you're a lady and this is football.
Do you like sports enough to want to make that your career?
I do. I enjoy Kentucky basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Go Cats.
Yes. Yes.
Woot woot.
Fist bump right now.
Boom.
There, it just happened.
Yeah, it did.
I saw it.
Go UK. I do enjoy the basketball.
She enjoys the basketball on the TV.
That reminds me of Arrested Development. We have to do another Arrested Development quote.
Go for it.
Army.
Yeah.
These are my awards, Mother, from Army.
Okay, so.
I do enjoy basketball. There we go.
Well, maybe something you can consider, you know, since you do love animals, but you don't want to really get into veterinary science or anything like that, would be like zoology. You know,
sure.
You could work at a zoo.
No.
I'm not saying, like, you'll be on display at a zoo. I'm saying you can work at a zoo, you know.
The head of the Tank Crawford animal thing.
With the retractable stomach.
Ew.
So interesting.
That sounds gross.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know if everybody knows, a lot of people know that I was homeschooled for the last 2 years of my high school education. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned being homeschooled. Has it made it easier? Has it made acting?
100%.
Okay. Movie making easier for you?
Yes.
Is it hard because you can take a break while you film, but then you've got a lot of stuff that you have to catch up on.
Well,
so you have to be really self-motivated and disciplined.
Oh, I'm such a procrastinator. I literally will wait.
Oh my goodness, we're
last,
getting in so much trouble.
Like, three, nuh-uh, they know. They know. Trust me. They know. I will
Hannah's
wait.
Grandparents are with us here today.
Yes.
So.
Well, I was thinking more about the school.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they know too.
Oh,
okay. I have like late fees upon late fees.
Oh, gosh.
They don't, well, not actually. Actually, they just like send me letters and like, hey, you need to get on that. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Oh, my gosh.
But I like literally will wait till like the last 3 months of the semester. Or, like, the school year, and I'm just like, well, got all year's worth of school due. And I, like, do it all, and I get it all done. Like, last year, I've been trying to go back to Franklin County High School, but I've kind of decided against that since, because it's really difficult.
Yeah.
But I was last year, my eighth grade year, I was mm-hmm. going to go freshman year to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, the year before last, actually. I don't even know. But anyways, I was going to go back to high school, and I tried, but I literally finished my schoolwork on August 8th, which is the day they started school.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
Yes, and I started my whole year's worth of school that April, and I got it done in August, which was crazy, but it happened.
Do you like to read?
I don't mind reading. I wouldn't say I like it. I wouldn't say I don't like it, though. I don't mind to read. I prefer I didn't.
Okay, you prefer to watch the movie instead
of reading the book. Oh, yes, absolutely, 100%. Like, I watch the movie, and then if I like the movie enough, I'm like, I'll give the book a try.
Well, do you have a favorite book?
I'll
take that as a big fat no.
Well, let me see. I'm a really good reader. Like, I'm a really fast reader, and I'm good at it. I just don't read very often. Let's see. A favorite book. I read this book in fifth grade that had me really captivated. But I don't remember what it was called.
Wow, she was captivated.
I was
when
captivated.
She was 10 years old.
I finished that book in like 2 or 3 days, and it was like 150 pages. And I read it all at school, too. So.
Well, that just proves that you are smart.
But kind of lazy. So
she's much like me.
I know she's morphing into being more like you.
No, we're summer babies.
You are summer,
summer
babies.
Summer babies. This is what happens with summer babies.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break. In the meantime, let's have a listen to our featured artist this week.
Beth Current is a band from Frankfort, Kentucky. I met them through their former drummer who I attended school with for years. Beth Current's single, Prove Them Wrong, is featured in our second film, The Hepburn Girls. They're a rush of positive and fun sound that'll make your head bounce around. Listen in on Prove Them Wrong.
Everyone has a different idea of the perfect life. But no one can agree with what I chose to be as mine. How can I make them see? Maybe it's fear, maybe it's the unknown that holds them back. Every bit of that.
Okay, guys, we're back with Hannah the Tank Crawford. I have to point this out. Hannah was a lifesaver. She is literally the greatest fashionista of all time.
Of all time.
She practically picked out my entire wardrobe for the Hepburn girls. I would pick it out, and then I would show it to her, and she'd say, no. her favorite thing was, is this when Catherine has style, or before she has style? And I'd be like, style? And she'd say, no.
No.
No, no.
No.
And she also helped pick out the wardrobe of almost everybody in the cast. She's pretty amazingly insightful. Hannah, would you say that you like fashion? Is it a passion of yours?
I do like fashion, but it's kind of ironic because over the summer, or no, not over the summer, but over spring break, my friend Jessica and I went to visit our friend who moved away over the summer, Sarah, in Pennsylvania, and we went to the mall shopping, and it was just us three girls. And I was going shopping, and they proceeded to dragged me around like a dress-up doll because they didn't think I dressed fashionably.
Whoa! That is saying something.
Yeah.
Well, these girls must be super-duper fashionable.
Well, that's not even it. Like, I'm a comfortable person. I don't wear sweatpants, but I like wear, like, jeans and a t-shirt. And I think, I mean, I'm okay. And I do have cute things. Like, this shirt is actually my mom's.
Yeah.
But it's cute. Mm-hmm. And then I got the little flip-flops with, like, the little rhinestones.
Yeah,
and so I wear cute things. I'm just not, like, I don't fashionable look, like everything.
But you know things that look good together.
Yeah, exactly. Like I can pick outfits.
You have a good color palette.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can pick outfits. I just don't tend to wear like really cute, fashionable, boom, she's wearing like this
cutesy,
cute little outfit.
Stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to dress up, I'm going to wear some jeans and a nice shirt. But if I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to wear some jeans and like a t-shirt. That way, if I want to get dirty, I can just go roll in the mud.
There you go.
She's like a pig.
Cute pig.
Hannah the pig,
she's a mouse.
The Tank Crawford.
She's a mousy pig. So we talked a little bit about the Hepburn Girls. We've mentioned it. That's, for those who don't know, that's our second feature film that we did last year. Mm-hmm. And where you weren't on the set of No Lost Cause as often, you were pretty much there almost every day that we filmed this time around. So do you have any specific memories from the second film? Like your job, like we said before, you were definitely the AD, the assistant director, and you ran things. So what was your experience like doing that?
Well, the Hepburn Girls, I was definitely there way more. Mm-hmm. Like I was hardly ever on set for No Lost Cause. Well, not hardly ever, but I was there maybe a fourth of the time you guys were actually filming things. And then with the Hepburn Girls, I was there like 4/4 out of the time, and then there was like I literally only missed probably like what, 1 or 2 or 3 weeks, maybe
not even weeks.
Even
it was like 2 or 3 days probably that you
toward
were there.
The end, yeah, because she stayed with me where Caitlin had stayed with me the first film. Hannah stayed the second time because you weren't driving yet, so
no,
you stayed with us,
and I enjoyed that. That was probably a good memory, like just going to your house at night and then waking up the next morning, and I didn't really have to do anything. Like I didn't have to make a huge long commute like I would have to do from Frankfurt.
And from Frankfurt, and she would help me load the car, and we'd every night we would come home and we would watch all the footage, we'd catalog it, we'd put it in things. So she was really there with me doing all of this.
And that's how she learned that the slate is the most important thing ever.
Yes. I was like, well, I've been missing out. I feel bad for Ashley.
Yes. We would be up till 1 o'clock in the morning going through what were the good takes and writing it down. Okay, what do you think, Hannah? What was this? What do you think?
Yeah.
And then the next morning we'd get up at 6.
Yeah.
And we'd
get
out there.
Like 6 hours of sleep every night, if that.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't mind it though. I think it was all worth it.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see. I really enjoyed, I enjoyed being on set, but I, being the tank, enjoyed going out to lunch with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just, we all would, just talk about film, and we'd talk about movies, and this and that, and name this and name that movie, and then we just had a lot of fun when we would go out as, a group. And
like a little family unit.
Yeah, we literally are a little family. Like, everybody's, I don't even know. I just keep saying,
we're the Avengers is what what we are. We all have our specific role. I forgot about that we all had our own, identity in the Avengers.
I remember I was Captain America.
You were Captain America. Tyler was Tony Stark. He was Iron Man.
Was he?
Okay.
The Black Widow.
Yep, I was.
Hulk.
You're the Black Widow. I was the Hulk.
Rachel Smash.
Rachel Smash all the time.
Who are we missing then? Anybody?
Ben, I think, was Hawkeye.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, I think he might have been Hawkeye. And then Olivia was Nick Fury.
That's funny.
But she really wasn't. She was probably Loki.
Yeah. At that time, we kind of run out of people. We're like, okay, you could be that person. She's like, what?
I actually haven't seen that movie.
Oh, well, since we're talking about superheroes and stuff like that, Ashley, you want to take over the superpower one?
So, Hannah, what do you consider your superpower, speaking of superheroes? And we'll fill you in. We've asked everybody this. My superpower is the ability to retain copious amounts of pointless trivia.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yes.
What's yours?
Mine is I've never lost a game of Texas Hold'em.
Never?
Never. Never have I ever.
Now I've never played a game of Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, I know.
I was just going to say, Hannah now wants to go learn how to play Texas Hold'em.
So she can defeat
you.
Me.
Yes.
She wants to defeat me now.
Yeah.
I won't play you just because I might lose, and I can't lose. I held that title.
What do you guys think?
Superior intelligence beyond your years would be a superpower, I
remember,
I think.
When she was either 10 or 11.
Oh, gosh. This says so much about us.
I know. She said something about formaldehyde. When we were doing Big River, she just said the word formaldehyde, and I was like, what? How do you even know what that is?
Or the ability to interpret what we mean. We'll say something, and then Hannah will think about it. She'll say, I think what you mean is this.
I think what you're trying to do is
this. Yeah, I think what you're trying to say is. And we're like, yeah.
Yes, that's why you should be the director, Hannah.
I remember we would be filming, and then we would go home at night, and we would get up in the morning, and Ashley and I, on the car ride there, she would just, like, say little bits and pieces of things, and I would connect.
Yes.
And we had, like, this, like, tunnel, like, connected to our brains, and we just knew what the other person was trying to say, but it was like too early or too late to function. So she was just like, I know, right?
I know. Yes, that's so true.
That is so true. We like literally sat there and we would have conversations about how we connected and we like understood the other person so well.
So telepathy. She can interpret things. She can read minds.
Yeah, she can. Yeah.
Mind reader.
Yeah.
But she also is very defiant in a way that, you know, with anything concerning her or Tyler or her and Nils, she would always win.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah always wins, except at Texas Hold'em.
That's also undetermined.
That's undetermined, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're moving on now to a fantastical little game.
Oh, dear.
I was recently informed that Hannah's favorite actor is Johnny Depp.
Oh,
which is
no.
A great
this
choice.
Is trivia. I'm going to lose.
No, you're not.
I'm
going to
lose
hard. It'll be fine. We've decided to play a little game.
Rachel came up with this game. Usually I come up with the games, and Rachel did it this time.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of her for coming up with a game.
I came up with a game. Okay, so I'm going to read you Johnny Depp quotes that he's spoken in movies, and you have to guess what movie that they're from. In the meantime, I'm going to be doing the same thing with Ashley as well, but her actor is not Johnny Depp. It's Tom Hanks. Okay. And honestly, wait, all together now.
Ooh.
Okay.
That sounded good.
Yeah, it did. It was kind of creepy.
That sounded good and creepy.
Okay. So, as Bane would say, let the games begin.
Right. While sipping his country time lemonade.
Country time lemonade. Okay, so Hannah, I'll go ahead and start with you. No, okay, I'll start
lose.
With Ashley.
Do you want to start?
Yeah,
I mean, we can start with whoever. I'm just gonna lose.
No, it's okay. I promise. They're not as hard as you think they are. Okay.
Well, let's go.
We'll start with Ashley.
All right.
Okay.
Now remember, you have Tom Hanks.
Right.
Your first quote is, "Don't cry, shop girl."
Don't cry, shop girl. That's You've Got Mail?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Thank you very much. My favorite romantic comedy of all time.
You were smirking a bit, so I was like, why would she smirk? Okay.
It's my favorite. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
There might be a clue in there, so just so you know. Okay, Johnny Depp. There is a place like no place on earth, a land full of wonder, mystery, and danger. Some say to survive it, you need to be as mad as a hatter.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland.
There you go.
I love that movie.
There you go. See, you just got one.
Yay.
That's easy.
All right.
That was easy because it had mad as a hatter.
Exactly.
So thank you for that.
It was a good warm up, you know.
Oh, dear.
All right, Ashley, this one's a little bit tougher. You ready?
Okay.
This remembers Tom Hanks.
Right.
On the day of my judgment, when I stand before God, and he asks me, why did I kill one of his true miracles?
Big Green Mile!
Yeah, the Green Mile, not the Big Green
Mile. Brian calls it the Big Green Mile.
I know, and I never have understood that.
I don't know why.
It's the Green Mile.
The Green Mile.
My mom was
But go ahead and finish
that.
The quote. I like that quote.
On the day of my judgment, when I stand before God, and he asks me, why did I kill one of his true miracles? What am I going to say?
Say you did him a favor.
Very nice, very nice. Okay. Hannah and Johnny Depp, ready?
Oh dear, yes.
You'll get this one.
Oh, I hope.
I have complete and utter faith in you. Okay,
okay.
Ready? Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man, you can always trust to be dishonest.
Honestly.
It's the honest ones you have to watch out for. You can never predict if they're going to do something incredibly stupid.
Is that the pirates?
Yeah, yes. Good job, pirates. Yes.
You
good
know,
job.
I'm just guessing because I don't know if I've seen all of those.
No, that one's in the first.
The first
one.
Okay, then
the
I've
best.
Probably seen that one. I just yeah. don't remember. I haven't seen it in years.
All right, you ready, Ashley?
Yes.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
You're a child's plaything.
Oh, Toy Story.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, these are kind of easy.
They're
you
easy.
Know?
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say? What was
You're
it?
A child's plaything.
Oh. Yeah.
You Google. Are a toy.
You are a toy.
Yeah.
Okay. Story.
Story. Okay. This one I don't know if you'll get, but we'll try and then see.
Okay.
Everything in this room is eatable. Even I'm eatable. But that is called cannibalism, my dear children.
I know
and it
this.
Is fact frowned upon in most societies.
Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Good job.
I was going to go oompa, oompa,
doopa-dee-doo. All right. Ashley.
Yes.
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
All my life, I've been waiting for someone, and when I find her, she's a fish.
Splash.
Yes. I was hoping that you would get that. I know it was an older one, but
yeah.
All right, Hannah.
Yeah.
It was a headless horseman.
Ooh, I know this one. If you don't,
it's a little bit older. It's like 90s.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I feel like I know it.
You do.
You do.
It was a headless horseman.
Can I have another hint?
There's a headless horseman.
It's Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken is in it. Christina Ricci's in it. They're sleepy in the
Sleepy
Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow.
There you go. You have a hollow leg. Sleepy Hollow. That's right.
Yes. Give really, that to Ashley.
Yeah, really quick story. When my cousin Lauren and I went to see Sleepy Hollow, it's one of the things we saw together in the theater, and we didn't get there. When it first started, we got there when the movie had already begun, before the previews. It was so dark in that theater that I remember walking down the aisles with my arms literally extended all the way and feeling around. And it's dark for the first 5 minutes of that film, and we couldn't see it. We just stood there. We're like, I can't see anything. We're sitting there touching the walls.
Like faces. And, you're like, who is this? Hi, Steve. Yeah. My bad. Yeah.
I had to go to the bathroom once, and I'm not going to say what movie I went to see. It was horrible. I don't want to say it, but I had to go to the bathroom because I wasn't missing anything.
Yeah.
And so on my way back, it was extremely dark in the theater, and then I was just walking up the stairs, and then I missed one.
Oh, no.
And I face planted in a room full of people, and then I stood up to brush it off, and I fell again. And I just laid on the floor like I was planking the stairs.
You pulled a Jennifer Lawrence at the Oscars.
I did. I just laid there and accepted my fate. And then when the credits rolled and the lights came back up, I was just mortified because I had like 40 minutes of a movie left to sit there and have people stare at me. Because
so that's the girl. Hey, Mom, look, that's the girl that fell.
Yeah,
pretty
fell
much. This
face.
Guy came up to me, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he's like, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. I was just... There was an extra step there I didn't expect.
Twice. I didn't expect it twice.
Twice, yeah. All right, this one's easy for you, Ashley.
All right.
Tom Hanks. Wilson.
Oh, that's the Castaway.
Castaway.
The Castaway.
I don't think I've seen any of the movies that you've gotten for her.
Really?
You have not?
I'm not like you guys. You guys have seen like every movie in the world and
well, you're also a little bit behind us in age. You've had some time to catch up.
Though. I'm a couple years younger than you, but whatever.
Whatever.
All right. Hannah's last one. Reptiles got to stick together, brother.
Oh, I'm not going to get that.
Oh, yeah, you will. Reptiles. Where does Johnny Depp play a reptile? What movie does he play a reptile?
Oh.
It came out recently.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Ringo?
Yeah, Rango.
Did
very
you say
good.
Ringo or Rango?
Did.
I said Ringo.
She said
okay.
Ringo.
Okay.
You said Ringo.
You can listen to it if you don't believe me.
We will.
I thought for sure you were going to do Crybaby.
Yeah. I honestly, I did not like Crybaby.
Am I done with Tom Hanks?
Nope. We got one more for you. Ready?
Okay, yes.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
I don't know that one.
Yes, you do.
I'm not a smart man.
But I know what love is.
Oh, is this Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, I knew that one.
Well,
I'm not
seen
a smart
that
man.
But
you haven't seen that movie?
No, I haven't seen that movie as many times
as
you all.
Okay.
Let me finish my sentence.
Okay.
I thought you were going to do one.
I was
going to
be like, okay, we're going to go buy a DVD player.
One from The Burbs.
Oh, you know, I wasn't even thinking about that.
That's my favorite Tom Hanks film, The Burbs.
See, Forrest Gump, Catch Me If You Can are my two favorites.
I have not seen Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, my heart's just been ripped out.
I know. You haven't read Little Women, so we're equal.
No, that's true.
Are you enjoying your thingy.
I am.
You're like,
she's just doing it in spite. I haven't read Little Women, and she just recently found out about that, so I'm never going to live that one down.
Yeah. Go read it.
Yeah, then you can live it down.
And we'll go watch Catch Me If You Can.
Sure. It's like 3 hours. That's probably why I didn't do it. I don't have a lot of time. I'm busy.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
Okay, I think that wraps up our interview with Miss Hannah. Do you have any parting words you would like to say?
Well, traditional parting word would be goodbye. So
okay.
Yeah. I just don't keeping have it any... short, keeping it sweet.
Yeah.
To the point. I get it.
I don't know of anything in particular I have would like to say.
Well, thank you for being with us tonight.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
You're it's welcome. Fun. It's always fun to catch up.
Yeah. I haven't seen you guys in like months.
I know.
I haven't seen you since Kings Island, have I?
Oh, I was trying to think of the last time we saw her.
Yeah. I was sitting there thinking, was it when we went to...
I thought it was when we went on vacation.
Yeah, I thought
after filming wrapped for the Hepburn Girls, we all just took off and went to Gettysburg.
Well, the three of us and then Olivia
went
off. Went to Gettysburg. Did you say Gatlinburg?
No, I said Gettysburg.
I thought you said Gatlinburg.
I did not.
We'll see.
We should do that again.
Yeah.
And then I'll be able to drive.
Oh, God.
No, I don't think that'll happen.
I'm a good driver, I promise. We should go to the Island again, though.
Why don't we talk about this after the show is over?
Okay.
How about that?
Just so we can make everybody jealous is what I was, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well.
We're going to go to Kings Island. You guys can't come.
Well, this is Ashley.
And this is Rachel.
And this is Hannah.
There you go.
Saying good night.
Or good day, depending on what time you'd like to watch it.
And good luck.
Nuh-uh. They're going to listen to it.
Oh, yeah,
bye.
Whatever. Bye.